definitely real. That struggle.
You humans are so easy to beat.
All right, this is CS50, and this is the end of week 11. So we do hope, particularly coming on the heels of quiz one, that all of you are relieved, but also proud of just how far you've come. Indeed, so many of you, 72%, if last year is any reflection, have had no prior experience taking a computer science course before. And so even if you were feeling a little less than excited as to how quiz zero or one or some particular PSET turned out, just consider the delta from today versus week zero. Indeed, this, recall, is pretty much where we started. And for many of you, just getting those darn for loops to work may have been an initial challenge. And I would encourage you at some point, if you'd like some self-assigned homework, go back and re-implement Mario, whether it's in JavaScript or PHP or even in C, and see just how hopefully how readily that kind of logic now comes to you. Today, we wrap up the course here in New Haven, and we give you a sense of what still is on the horizon, even outside of the classroom. First and foremost is the CS50 Hackathon, an epic all-nighter during which you and your classmates in Cambridge will have an opportunity to dive into and continue, not hopefully start, final projects for some 12 hours, arriving around 7 p.m. by buses that we'll provide here from New Haven to Cambridge. Around 9 p.m. we'll serve first dinner, around 1 a.m. we'll serve second dinner, and around 5 a.m. we'll serve breakfast for those who are still standing. And you'll see such memories as these while working through the evening, candy, and as promised in week zero, vegetables for the second time in history, as well as 4 a.m. things start to look a little like this. And then beyond that, realize now what's ahead is the CS50 Fair here at Yale, so that faculty and students and staff from across this campus have an opportunity to delight in exactly how much you all pulled off this semester. Will there be in Commons the CS50 Fair on Monday the 14th? So do keep that in mind, and more to come with details details online. But if in Cambridge is any indication, realize that memories like this here await, and you should certainly feel free to invite your friends in the meantime. And if seeing you at the CS50 Fair weren't incentive enough, we thought we would invite some of our friends from industry. So if you'd like to chat up alumni and recruiters from eBay, ESPN, Facebook, Google, Palantir, YEI, and YHack, and possibly more, do come by. And if that's not enough to come see you or the recruiters from industry, realize that there will be a raffle with fabulous prizes, among them these. And what will happen is upon arriving at the fair, both you and attendees will be handed a little program for the day's event telling you what to do and what is there. There'll be some little placeholders for smiley face stickers. And all of you, the students, will get some 10-plus smiley face stickers. And anyone who breaks that social awkwardness and comes up to you and says, what did you do? Or can I see a demo of what you did? You hand them a sticker, and that sticker is an entry in a fabulous raffle. Such as this here. So that should help you break the ice and give everyone a little bit of an excuse to grease those wheels. And you'll see such expressions and memories as this one here, and then proudly will all of you have your first ever iTalk CS50 t-shirts as well. So more on that to come. Now, in addition to the courses very specifically offered today as to what's on the horizon, realize too that among the handouts, thanks to Megan, is Yale's first ever unofficial guide to CS at Yale, where she's wonderfully diagrammed the various paths that you can take after leaving CS50 or 112 or other courses here at Yale so that you can explore things well beyond CS50 itself if you would like. And the diagram you'll see there is exactly that. And also, too, realize that today from 3 to 4:30 p.m. is the first ever CS50 Expo here at Yale over in Sterling Memorial Library. And this is an opportunity to see some of the projects that are on teaching staff that some of the upperclassmen here have created in their classes, in their research projects, in entrepreneurial interests of theirs. So do join us there for snacks and some amazing opportunities and glimpses as what you can now do as an aspiring computer scientist. And in terms of opportunities now with CS50 itself to get involved, do realize, if unfamiliar, that in addition to this college offering of CS50, the College Board, which you may recall fondly or less fondly, is in the process of standing up a new AP Computer Science curriculum. So some of you, a few of you, might have taken AP CSA, Computer Science A, which focused, frankly, very much on the language Java, sort of to the exclusion of inspiration quite often and excitement and problem solving more generally. What's really nice about a new curriculum framework that's being released in fall 2016 from the College Board is that it will be AP Computer Science Principles, which is much more akin to a more inspiring CS0, CS1, CS2 courses, most universities might call them. And there will be a number of implementations of this course. UC Berkeley is doing one, Code.org is doing one, CS50 is doing one. And so if you have an interest in getting involved in high school education and working with CS50 and the staff capacity doing outreach like this, do reach out to us as well, any of the course's heads. And also, too, now begins recruiting. You are all just about to be eligible to teach this same class here at Yale. And what's been especially, frankly, exciting, amazing this past year is that truly with CS50 have we had a team of some 44 largely undergraduate staff members who are serving as undergraduate learning assistants or TAs more generally for the first time in Yale's history. And so you will be the second generation of exactly that opportunity. So we do encourage you to apply either as a TA or a CA in the teaching role or in a number of other roles. Suffice it to say, with all of the songs and dances, literally, that we seem to have, there's any number of ways where you can get involved creatively, artistically, as well as educationally. So do let us know via this URL here. Now, a little while from now, we'll adjourn with our tradition, just as we began the semester with cake in the dining hall around the corner. But we'd like to tie up a few loose ends. And first and foremost, I'd just like to recognize one. This happened last week. So I've become acquainted with overhead at Yale, where if we, shall we say, enhance this video or this photo, you'll see this shirt that I was sold for $15 and then Then this photo was taken. Business, I'm told, has been good ever since then. Didn't go over super well back home. But irrespective of how this weekend goes, and actually, one other, thanks to Stilo. So we made the rumpus today as CS50. The hookup bingo chart, which is on the back, involves CS50. I don't really want my words to show up in the transcript. So I'll just, OK, here we go. OK, so that's one of the squares. Won't be able to search on that word, though. All right. So irrespective of how this particular weekend turns out with Harvard Yale, do know it's been an absolute honor for us and so terribly exciting to be working with Skaz, with Jason, with Andy, with the entire team here. Yale versus Harvard. We're still working on that, apparently. It really has been special. And as I've said before, of all the universities to collaborate with in this way, it's truly been special for us to work here with the team and the students at Yale. So it's been wonderfully gratifying, and we are forever grateful for this opportunity to be welcomed as we have been here. Indeed, let me say some thank yous first before we turn things over to some of you and some audience participation. First and foremost, to Skaz, to Jason, to Andy, and the entire Yale team, thank you for making this course so amazing here. I'd like to draw your attention to all of the names that compose CS50's team, both here and in New Haven. Over 100 of us colleagues on both of these towns. And so we won't spend time, I fear, on every one of the names. I did want to draw your attention to one fellow in particular for a couple of reasons. Pictured here is teaching fellow Alex, who apparently shortly before he took four pairs of CS50 shades from a recent event. But Alex has been an amazing character to have on staff. He was, shall we say, not the greatest supporters of CS50 coming to Yale just over a year ago, but he's turned into this extraordinary member of our teaching staff, an extraordinary senior in computer science, and most importantly, number one atop CS50's big board this year. So congratulations to Alex as well here. Okay. Fun fact, so with Rob Bowden back home, he and I run the big board this past year, and so Rob was so annoyed that Alex had bested him that we even did a random audit of Alex's code to make sure that it was consistent with the problem set specification, and indeed he bested Andrew and Rob here in this year's big board, so congrats to him as well. Some quick thank yous to the team back home, Davin and Maria and Hannah and Rob, whom we'll soon see, and also a number of the full-time members who worked largely back home behind the scenes, Doug, who heads up our CS50 AP program, program. Dan Armendariz, who with our friends at Cloud9 took to the next level our use of CS50 IDE this year. Colton, of course, with whom we've started music most every day. Elise, who is literally in the same pose right now, back in the cabinet up there up top. And then Dan Coffey from our production team, Scully from our production team, Ian, Ramon, Jordan, and of course, a very familiar face that quite humorously see in exactly this pose or exactly this context, both in Cambridge and now here in New Haven, our own Zamyla, whom if we enhance, looks more like this on most every laptop at office hours most every night. And in fact, not all of the staff, of course, could be here today, but I thought what we'd do is dim the lights for a moment and allow the staff, both from New Haven and Cambridge, to offer some words of their own.
There is no other course in which everyone who works for the course is as excited to be there and like be involved in it as CS50. I don't know, it's like this really like important and special responsibility and like kind of an incredible experience, and I'm really glad I get to be a part of people's education.
CS50, in my opinion, is amazing. I love it. I loved it when I was taking the class, and I love it even more as a TA.
CFing is a lot of work, but it's really rewarding because you get to teach so much. You really get to know your students, you get to know the material yourself, and you get to just watch them become computer scientists.
My students are the highlight of my semester.
And this is CS50.
I've just never felt as much like a leader on campus as I have this semester.
This is one of the only opportunities on Yale's campus to really get like invested in teaching.
It's really cool to see CS50 from the other side.
I was surprised at how excited all the students were.
It's also nice when like people like recover like a picture of Rick Astley and are like, who is that?
Yeah, I wanted to give back because I got a lot of support when I was a student.
All you need is enthusiasm and a love of teaching or CS or any of the above, and you'll be able to do it.
All my students keep rickrolling me.
It's been so much fun to like teach about this thing that I like really love and think is a lot of fun, and like try to get other people excited about it as well. I'm Annalia Ernst, and this is CS50.
All right. So you may recall that we began the semester looking at computational thinking and solving problems more efficiently while thinking a bit more like a computer. And rather than rehash something like peanut butter and jelly, recall that we had the phone book here. We solved such problems as problem sets on Game of 15. But we thought we'd try something a little new here, whereby we see just to what extent this idea of thinking computationally has sunk in, whereby we thought we'd try to offer up in the form of a volunteer some instructions and see how well we can all follow them. And for this, I need at least one volunteer, if you might be. I see someone being tapped on the shoulder right there. Does that qualify? No? No? All right. How about, okay, in the green, come on back. Come on over. So let's go ahead and do this. I have some notes up here that we'll work on together. And what is your name?
Erica.
Erica? All right. Let me give you this, Erica. Nice to meet you. Hi. All right, so in just a moment, you all should have a blank piece of paper. If you don't, just scrounge around and see if you can grab one and find a pen or whatnot. And we're going to try something like this. If you are comfortable doing so, Erica, I need you to describe what you see on this opaque piece of paper so that the audience here is only going to do literally what you say by following your instructions. And then in just a moment, I'll come around and take a random sampling of some pictures, and we'll see just how accurately your classmates have done.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
All right, so you at this point as the audience should have a blank piece of paper, a pen or pencil, and you should do exactly what Erica says. Go. Okay.
Landscape orientation. In the center of both the vertical and horizontal axis of the page, draw a square, not a rectangle, even sides, about 1 inch on each side. with the center of the square in the center of the paper. Directly above, thinking landscape orientation, above that square but touching it, you should have a circle with the same radius as half of the side of the square. So the circle should be able to fit inside the square and be just touching the top of the middle, the middle of the top side of the square. And then directly below the square, you should have an equilateral triangle with the one top point touching the bottom of the square and then equilateral.
All right, so that was extraordinarily precise. Let me leave you here for just a moment and see if we can get a couple of answers. Can I grab yours? Okay, grab yours, yours. Now I'm going to fish for one. Oh, that's very good. You're all very good at this. Oh, can I take this one? Sure. Thank you. We'll randomize. Can I take yours too? Okay. Thank you. No, that's a compliment. Okay. Yes, very good. Can I? Yeah, thank you. All right, and just so I don't neglect anyone over here, that's very good. Okay. Okay, that's adorable. All right, that's enough for this one. So let's see how we did here. All right, so why don't we go ahead now, and I will spoil, with Erica still here, what the image was supposed to be. Wonderfully precisely described, I would argue. Now let me go ahead and take a look at a random sample of the pictures that we found up here. So let's go. The first several I found were, here's one. So very nicely done. Here's another. Very nicely done. Here's another. And this is where it was getting awkward, because there's like 50 or 100 of these out there. But then I kept searching, and we found this. So the orientation wasn't quite right. We now have another correct one. We had this one. All right, so not quite right. Then there's this one, maybe not quite to scale. And then the adorable one, if I may. Very nicely done. Congratulations to Erica for doing such a good job. Thank you. Why don't we get, can we get one more volunteer to come on up and do the same? Come on up. Yeah. And I'm sorry for taking the papers from everyone. If you can try to scrounge one other piece, we'll do this once more in this direction. What is your name?
Adam.
Adam, come on up. All right, so the task is going to be very similar, different picture. Right. Nice to meet you. Come on around. All right, and we're going to do this again, this time with a different picture from Adam. Adam is going to describe to you, opaquely, so confidence, the following. The floor is yours.
It is a very large square. Can I say that?
Yes, that's okay. Good. That's correct.
But like very large, like, but start of the center, like it's from the center, but like expands outward from the center. So like, the center of the page is still the center, so keep that in mind. Then divide it in half, but like in the center going hot dog style. Yeah, like, so then divide it that way, like up and down, vertical. And then from the vertical line, going from the right side of the center of that vertical line, go to the right to divide that rectangle on the right side in half. Okay. So, but now it's going to get a little tricky, so let's hold on here. You're going to do that again, but going up from that, so now you should have a rectangle, a big rectangle, and two small squares on the other side. And then divide your square in the top right in half the same way you divided the big square at the beginning. Okay. And now you have that square that's divided into two rectangles. And then draw that same line you drew at the beginning from the center point of the original square with that line in the center to the horizontally from that new up and down line. and then recreate that square again in the top or right-hand quadrant. I mean, not the quadrant, whatever the eighth is of a quadrant.
I'm going to go start getting the sheets.
Yes. Okay. So if there's any questions, I can take those now.
Can I see just a few examples? All right, we got this one here. All right, this one here. All right, still working. Very nice. Yes.
I'm not good at this
class.
Thank
you. Yeah, nice. Okay, and we'll take these two. Thank you. All right, and one more from over here. One more from over here. Thank you. Oh, that's perfect. Thank you. All right. So, Adam, let's see how they did. And I'll reveal on the screen what the image was this time. So what we were looking for this time, per Adam's precise instructions, was this. And what we got was some works of beauty here, I will say.
Oh. Wow.
You're surprised?
Yeah.
Then we have this one, so similar in spirit, but not quite. Then we have this windowed version. And then this one. And then this is maybe my favorite. This one's just a little skewed.
That one's not my fault.
All right, thank you and congrats to Adam for being so precise.
Thank you.
So why don't we try this at least one more time, but kind of flip things around. So now we need someone who's comfortable drawing and having 100 of your classmates staring down at your back while you draw, taking instructions from your classmates. Okay, how about in purple? Come on up. All right. So in a moment, what's your name?
Angela.
Angela, come on up, Angela. So Angela's going to stand roughly here where she shouldn't be able to see the overhead. She can only see the boards. Nice to meet you, Angela. Here's your piece of chalk. I'm going to show the audience the picture. And then roughly orderly, kind of like the PBJ, we'll have you guys shout out linearly exactly what you would like Angela to draw. Sound good? Good. Yeah. Would someone like to offer an instruction to Angela? Not that. Well, okay.
Circle?
All right, I heard circle at the top of the board. Okay, I heard it's a stick figure. And here, you want to hold this in the other hand? Okay, next.
Stick figure. All right.
Draw a circle in the center of the board. It's a stick figure. Stop. Only keep the body.
So it's like a lollipop?
Add the two legs first.
Down here?
Okay, I heard yeah.
So
the
here?
Arm starts from the body toward the head.
Like that? What?
Okay, here, how about this? One arm goes up. The right arm has, I heard the right arm has his arm on his hip.
His right
his
arm?
His right.
Like that?
Yes. What else? The other arm goes up.
Oh, like that?
All right, and? He's saying something.
Wait, like a speech bubble?
No. There's a line at 10 o'clock from the head out.
See, like a line coming out of the radius. Don't draw it.
Do what you did originally.
Do what you did originally. Yeah.
He says hi.
Right?
Hi.
He says hi. What do we think? All right. Congratulations. If you'd like to take a look, you indeed got it. Very nicely done. So we've not tried this last opportunity before we adjourn for cake, but we thought we'd try to get all the more of you involved versus some of the staff as well. And so if I could, are there five staff members who would like to volunteer and come on over here? Stelios, do you want to bring four friends on down? From the staff, come on down, yep. Andy, yep, come on down. And if you guys would like to organize yourselves in a line behind this blue table, now we need 5 student volunteers. Okay, so how about you 2 sitting there, 3, 4 in the middle. Oh, and over here 5 on the end. Come on up. Yep, you on the end. Yes, come on down. And students shall be over here. And did we lose some? 1, 2, 3, 4. I pointed at someone who's still, yes, you come on down. All right. So we'll explain the rules here if you've not heard of this before, but it sounds a little something like. Okay. So here we have Family Colton website. Okay. So here we have Family Feud. And now you'll have to forgive. You may recall that in Problem Set 8, we asked you a number of quiz review questions that are kind of sort of in the form of Jeopardy questions, even though it was question and answer. We decided after issuing PSET 8 that we wanted to play Family Feud instead. So we've taken some liberties how to convert Jeopardy questions to Family Feud. But the following data may or may not be reflective of correct answers. So with that said, the way this is going to work is that we have the student team here. We have the staff team here. We're going to first have 2 members of the staff and students face off. I'm going to ask a question, and the first one to buzz in with this here,
that was easy.
Easy button, which is the only red buttons we could find. And according to the guy at Staples, he has never seen someone actually buy the easy button in Staples. That will be how the 2 people buzz in. Whoever buzzes in first not only gets a certain number of points, they also get control of the board. The goal then, if the students, for instance, win that toss, you guys have to come up with the top several answers before getting 3 strikes by guessing wrong. And I'll re-explain this as we go. All right, so let's go ahead and begin as follows. What's your name?
Vlad,
all right. Yeah. Nice to meet you. And introduce yourself to the team.
Shreyas.
So here we have 2 easy buttons, 1 question, and the following will be revealed now by Colton. A function declared in standard io.h.
That was easy.
You hit it first, so we'll go with the staff.
Printf.
Show us printf. Very nice. So now the staff has control of the board. Oh, and if we're going to keep score, we need someone who's really good at arithmetic under pressure. Really? 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 Okay, I saw your hand first. Come on down. What's your name?
Dylan.
Oh, Dylan. All right, Dylan. Nice to meet you. So if you could grab a piece of chalk, and to the left and the right of the stick figure, keep track accurately of the following arithmetic. The staff now have 68 points. All right. So next question specifically for Andy is the same. Andy, what is a function declared in standard io.h?
Scanf.
Colton, show us scanf. Very nice. So an additional 12 points for the staff team. Stelios, same question. A function declared in standard io.h. Just Stelios, please.
Put C.
Put C. Show us put C. 1 strike. Only 2 remain. Staff, a function declared in standard io.h. Well, no, it might be in there, but these are only the top 6 answers. Key detail. That doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means it's not among the 6 answers.
He's foreign.
So it was bad, just not wrong. Okay.
Get C.
Get C. We'll give it to you, F get C. 5 points more on the board. Staff, function declared in standard io.h.
F read.
F read, show us. 2 strikes. Shreyas, you have 1 last chance until the students, simply by getting 1 of the answers on the board, has a chance to steal the points. And you can all
can we?
No, you cannot. It's just you.
Okay.
Just you.
Is F open in standard IO?
Well, you shall see. F open. It is for 10 points. Back to Andy. Make or break here. Function declared in standard IO.h.
F close.
Show us F close. Very nice.
6.
We have only 5. We only have 5 answers on the board, which means the staff has won this category. Very nice.
Awesome.
No, it's a lack of feature. All right. So now let's go up for our second round. So we need Andy and what's your name?
Vlad.
Bonnie. Bonnie, nice to meet you. All right, come on up to the buzzer. All right. And here we have the next question. Software used while programming.
What?
Literally anything.
Name a piece of software you use while programming.
The IDE.
The CS50 IDE.
I totally.
What are you talking about?
What?
Text editor.
Yes.
We want to give it to them.
Yes. Yes. Good job to staff.
Yes, Colin.
The students look really unhappy. Okay. So, Stelios, name a piece of software used while programming, and start thinking of a way to steal this.
GDB.
GDB, a debugger. Very nice. For 15 more points. Frank?
Terminal.
A terminal window. Oh, I'm sorry. Software used while programming.
Valgrind,
show us.
What?
Oh. Treyas, the students, you just need one answer that's on the board to steal these points.
A compiler.
Show us compiler. Very nice. Back to Andy.
This is a lot of pressure.
Software used while programming.
An operating system?
An operating system.
Good answer. Good answer.
Oh, students, there are three possible answers left on the board. What's going to be your answer? You can all decide together.
Interpreter?
An interpreter. Show us interpreter. No, so let's go ahead and reveal now what answers were on the board. Number four. Number five. And number six, Spotify. All right, so the points stay on this side. I think we have time for one more round before cake. Let's go ahead and skip.
Okay.
Let's skip the next one. Yes, skip. Quick. Okay. We didn't want to do that to you one last time. All right, so the final question here now for Stelios, thank you, and for who's up next?
Sabrina,
nice to meet you. All right, so whoever hits the button first, the question is, favorite problem set?
That was easy.
I hear it over here, the students.
PSET 0.
Show us PSET 0. Very nice for 26 points. All right, so students, who's up next here? I think you're up next. What's your name?
Alec,
nice to meet you. All right, your favorite problem set?
Show me PSET 8.
Show him PSET 8.
Yes,
I will say, based on actual data from problem set 8. So PSET 8 was not among the top four answers in this case. What's your name?
Burke,
what's your favorite problem set or the top favorite problem set among all of your other classmates?
Encrypts. PSET 7.
So it's PSET 7, number one answer from actual students. All right, what do you have for your favorite problem set?
The one with the cipher, encrypt. The one with like crypto.
PSET 2. Very nice. There's only one answer left on the board because we did the top four answers. So if, what's your name again?
Bonnie.
Bonnie, if you can tell us what the Harvard and Yale students' fourth most favorite problem set was.
I feel like I have a really skewed view.
The one with image processing.
No, or I think game. Everyone hated that one.
Really?
I
loved it.
And what are our current totals? 166 to slightly less.
My 100.
But for 100 points.
Oh God! Oh no! Don't put this pressure on me.
Pressure.
Oh no pressure.
This one was easy. Everyone likes this PSET.
PSET 1.
90 points.
PSET 1
or PSET 3? PSET 1. Show us PSET 1. Not the fourth favorite problem set. Vlad?
I think, I don't know what. My favorite was with photography, but I don't know.
Okay, I don't know.
I hear forensics.
People are saying forensics.
Yeah. I hear.
Forensics.
I only heard it. He said 5, I heard.
No.
Can we ask the audience?
One of You want to poll the audience?
Yeah, let's ask the audience.
Who wants to be a millionaire here?
He said three.
It was specific four.
Three?
Four?
I hear four.
I see a lot of fours.
Okay.
We
should do four.
Let's go for four.
Four and three.
Three or four. Two, three or four.
I hear three. I hear another three.
Oh, no.
He's a TA.
Ken, get out.
I hear three.
Three? Okay, overwhelming.
Okay, let's
just
do three.
He
said
three.
What was three?
What
was
three?
Yeah? What?
Okay, guys.
The only thing stopping us from cake.
Yeah.
Okay, just say he said three.
He said three.
Show us for the game, P set three. That's it. All right, that is it for CS50. We will see you for cake.